This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Get me through your arms in the air and see you crazy. 5 days if you tackle me.
Welcome back to Wisconsin Sports Daily. I'm your host for the first hour today, Andy Herman. Thanks so much for joining me. Sparky will be back in about 40 minutes here. But right now, we are being joined by the one and only Justice Piscata, Acme Packing Company. You can find him on social media at JUMOSQ. Justice, two times in 2 days getting to talk to you. How the heck are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. I get to talk to Andy Herman on the radio. How you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I really appreciate you taking the time. This is going to be a ton of fun. It's always great catching up with you. We obviously got to hear from Brian Gutekunst today. That's kind of the big takeaway right now. So, Justice, let me just start by asking you, what were your key takeaways from Goody today?
I really think the two biggest things came away, you know, the original portion where he was able to talk to the beat writers. It wasn't a full media scrum. It was the fact that he was willing to trade a first-round pick, if, you know, push comes to shove. And then the second part was, you know, his uncertainty around the situation revolving around Jaire Alexander. I think those are the two big things I wanted answers to coming into the press conference. Both of those things I answered.
I think we're having a little bit of audio issue with Justice. I'm going to see if we can get that corrected. If we get that cleaned up, we'll get Justice back on here in just a moment. But obviously want to get that cleared up before we kind of move forward. So I'll keep you posted if we get Justice back in the line. But yeah, kind of what Justice was talking about there is it was really the scrum with Brian Gutekunst with the local media members that had a lot more interesting takeaways. And it was funny because it kind of took a hot second for us to get some of that information out because they weren't allowed to live tweet during that session with Brian Gutekunst. So it sort of came out in really small increments after the fact. And then, of course, Goody went right on into the podium. There wasn't a ton of takeaways from the podium itself. And then eventually Matt Schneidman put out a great article over on The Athletic, and Aaron Nagler finally got around, not getting around, but he finally was able to tweet it out once the second press conference was done. So that was a lot of the key takeaways, was really from the first part, which was only open to the small amount of the media. And I think we're back with Justice now. Justice, you back here?
Yeah, do I sound all right this time?
Oh, it sounds so much better, my friend. All right, so you were just saying that your main takeaways were from the first part of that media session, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. So like, what of that, of that, you know, small session that we kind of got the trickling out as time went on, what were sort of your main ones that stood out to you?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely the Jaire stuff, right?
Sure.
Getting Goot on record saying that he's uncertain about what the Jaire situation is going to be like moving forward. And then the second part was him addressing the whole first-round pick controversy, right? Will you trade the first-round pick if you're hosting the draft? And he said that, you know, he got the green light from Mark Murphy to do whatever to make the team better. So those are pretty big bullet points, I would say, coming out of this one.
All right, I want to dig into both of these bullet points with you. The second, I want to start with the second one first, because you and I have talked about this and whether or not Goody could potentially trade that first round pick. So let me ask you your hypothesis on this. At some point, Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst had a conversation about this. So did Mark Murphy go to Brian Gutekunst on his own volition and say, hey, I just want you to know that there is, you have free reign to do whatever you want, and it was Murphy that made that conversation, or maybe more interestingly, do you think that Goody went to Mark Murphy and said, hey, just want to know if I want to trade away this first round pick, am I able to do so? Because I think those are two very different connotations.
I do, because, you know, if Goot went to Murphy, who did he have in mind?
Exactly.
Right? I think that's the next step of the question.
You know what he had in mind already, don't you?
His name is Myles Garrett, right?
No, his name is, can we trade back into the second round and pick up more draft picks is what he's asking.
No. There's no trading down. You can't trade down.
You know exactly that I'm right in this situation. He wants to trade out of the first round, pick up more picks. He was even talking about like, hey, I don't have more picks yet. He's going to trade out of the first round when the draft's in Green Bay, because it's the most Packers Goody thing ever. It's going to be amazing. Learn to love it.
Oh my God, the poor fans.
I know.
Think of the fans, Andy.
Think of people who showed up just for day one to hear a Packers name announced, and then, you know, probably could survive if it was a trade for Myles Garrett or Max Crosby or something like that. And then it's like, nope, we're gonna do TJ Watt 2.0. We're gonna trade down to the second round and we're gonna pick up the next Kevin King. It's gonna be glorious, my friend.
And what are they gonna do? Like, while they're driving back down to Milwaukee at the end of the day, just like looking up the draft trade chart and being like, I don't know, that was a pretty good trade. We got 20 points based off of what, you know, Jimmy Johnson said 3 days ago.
The life of a Packers fan is evaluating the trade chart, the draft trade chart, and what Green Bay got in return. It's a beautiful life.
Well, I'm hoping for Myles Garrett.
All right, deal. We'll go in that direction instead. So yeah, I think that's the interesting connotation, is who went to who. My guess is it was Murphy maybe going to him and just being like, hey, just so you know, you can do whatever. But it is interesting if Goody went to him and is like, hey, just in case, am I able to trade away this first round pick? And either way, that conversation did take place. And it sounds like Murphy said, yes, go for it. You're good to do whatever you need to do to improve the team. But then the second piece of that, obviously, is we're being joined by Justice Mosqueda of AcmePackingCompany.com, was the Jair situation. So with the uncertainty, did you glean from that of like, all right, this is still a foregone conclusion, Jair's not going to be back? Or he did say, you know, like, hey, there's still a chance? Or, you know, how did you kind of read in between the lines there?
I don't know how much of it is him trying to preserve whatever is left of trade value.
That's what I thought.
You know, the Jair situation, I think that's worth considering. The fact that he didn't speak about the situation glowingly, right? And was like, you know, we'll figure it out. it is not good.
Right.
So I am still, yeah, I still think we're, you know, 5 minutes to midnight on the Jair doomsday clock. I think things are not trending in a good direction.
I just talked about the juxtaposition, and again, we weren't there, obviously, but just, you know, from the beat writers of, you know, would you like Brandon McManus back? Yes, we'd love to. We're working towards that end. Would you like Jair Alexander back? Eh. Like, it's just like complete indifference. We'll see. We're working through it at the moment. And the funny part is, of course, McManus is not under contract and Jair's got 2 years left under his deal. So just the juxtaposition between the two is very, very intriguing to me, and just a very clear tell of like, yeah, they're going to work through this, but it certainly does not seem positive at the moment.
Yeah, 100%. I think if you're, you know, a betting man, it's probably that Jair isn't going to be a Green Bay Packer in a couple weeks.
I think that is the smart way to go as well. Justice, we got to talk yesterday a little bit about some of the quarterback situation with Matthew Stafford potentially being traded. We're officially on Aaron Rodgers' watch in LA with them hiring, you know, his former quarterbacks coach down there. And then the more interesting one today that came out is that the Falcons, at least on the surface, are saying that they could potentially keep Kirk Cousins, which seems very odd. What's fake? What's real? What do you make of all of this?
Hey, man, the Falcons are just going through the Packers model, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I must have forgotten this situation where you bench your starting quarterback after a half a season and then continue to pay him to be your backup. Yeah. Good job on the Packers model. I cannot believe what is going on in Atlanta. They have mismanaged the situation entirely. It was incredibly cocky for them to say that they were basically in a position where they were deep enough where they could take a quarterback and sit him for several years, and then they immediately did not have the luxury to sit him for several years. It's a little embarrassing what Atlanta is going through. I mean, obviously, they're keeping Kirk Cousins because they can't move off of the contract.
Right?
They don't want to assume all that dead cap. I mean, I don't think it's that different from the Cleveland situation where, you know, the Browns are just tied to Deshaun Watson and they just can't get off the deal and no one wants to take it off their hands. So really, I think that's kind of what's happening. I don't think it's any more complicated than that, but it is embarrassing to see them justify it.
It is. And like you said, if they're going to follow the Packers model, this is not exactly in the Packers model. Giving a quarterback a massive contract where he doesn't make it through the first season, there's very little that has to do with the Packers model out of this. And then, you know, when the first sign of anything bad goes wrong, going to the quarterback, you know, whether he's ready or not in that situation, also not part of the Packers model. Holding on to the veteran one for a backup quarterback position, not exactly part of that Packers model. So yeah, they did not exactly follow it to a T. I want to go in another veteran and kind of talk about this. There was some talk today that the Commanders are giving Jonathan Allen permission to seek a trade. Thoughts on Jonathan Allen? We've talked about if Green Bay needs some influx of talent along the defensive line. Does Allen make sense to you, or probably just stay away from that one?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And if you're Green Bay?
So, Allen is a two-way player who I think makes a little bit of sense for the Packers. I definitely think that he could play the run as a three technique a little bit better than Devonta Wyatt. The one thing I will say, it's probably not a great situation to be in right now to be a veteran defensive tackle on the trade market, just because of how deep this upcoming defensive tackle draft is from a draft perspective, right? We talked about, you know, there's 40-something defensive tackles invited to the combine. It's about twice what some of the draft classes have been recently. Michigan's got two of the guys. Oregon's got one. You know, Ole Miss might have one. do whatever you want with Shamar Stewart, who's, you know, 290 pounds, but he's built like a 4-3 defensive end. There's going to be a lot of talent at the defensive tackle class, so I don't know how much teams are going to be willing to pay a draft pick for the right to pay Jonathan Allen. Because I would assume, you know, they're running a 4-3 defense with Dan Quinn there in Washington. So it's not like he's sitting there and just, like, eating up space or something. He's not playing, like, 3-4 nose tackle or anything like that.
Right.
I would have to think that their issues are financial. And if their issues are financial, he's, you know, 30 years old or whatever he might be, and it's a deep defensive tackle class for, you know, the upcoming rookies. I just don't know what that market looks like for him.
I don't think so either. I don't think a market develops. My guess is they're going to have to release him instead of trading him. But again, this is the season where everyone's allowed to seek a trade. We'll see Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, maybe Jaire Alexander's in that conversation. Jonathan Allen, we'll see if any teams actually take a bite or if all these players just end up getting released and on the free agent market. I think that's going to be a very interesting aspect. But I'm with you. I actually think in this situation that Jonathan Allen ends up getting released and not traded. And if it's a trade, I'd probably be, again, kind of a non-starter for me for the Packers. A release, maybe a little bit more intriguing. Again, we're being joined by Justin Mosqueda, Acme Packing Company. Make sure to follow him on social media at JUMOSQ. This is, of course, silly rumor season, Justice, and you get some of these funny slash fake slash bad intentioned rumor accounts that are just looking for engagement, and you get all this other stuff that's floating around there. I think two of these are in that realm. I saw one sort of fakeish looking one that said the Packers are interested in Zach Bond. Another one that said that the Packers would be interested in George Pickens. Which of these, if not both, is the more ridiculous rumor to you?
I hadn't even seen the George Pickens one, so this is the first time hearing of this.
Yes, it's out there.
I would probably say the one that makes more sense would be Zach Bond, because the Packers have three linebackers under contract from the 53-man roster going into next offseason. I could totally see Zach Bond taking a potential starting role away from, you know, Tyron Hopper, right?
Sure.
George Pickens, the Packers had plenty of opportunity to draft him coming out. They brought him on a pre-draft visit. He was one of the 30 guys that they brought in. They chose not to go in that direction, and they actually ended up trading up in a desperation move, essentially, to make sure that they landed Christian Watson. So I don't know how much want to there is on the George Pickens scale. I think it makes a lot more sense for Zach Bond, even though he kind of is sort of a little bit of a one-year wonder right now.
One-year wonder. Also, I don't see Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper coming off the field too much. And we talked about yesterday, what are we playing, 15-20% of 4-3 defense? So yeah. if you're not taking those guys off the field, then it becomes a very expensive number three linebacker in that situation. But I'm with you. It makes more sense than Pickens. I just don't see either happening in any way, shape, or form. A couple other questions before we get you out of here, Justice. I know you talked with Aaron Nagler recently over on Chiefs TV about the offensive line and how maybe aggressive that Green Bay should or shouldn't be to try to upgrade that offensive line. Where do you stand on what Green Bay should do to try to maybe just maybe get some more bodies or improve that offensive line in totality?
Yeah, I would definitely add competition to the draft. I don't think that, unless you're grabbing a Trey Smith in free agency and you're just like, yeah, we bought a starter and, you know, we're paying tip-top of the market rate for the guy, I don't think you really want to address it in free agency unless, you know, you're going to get a super cheap guy on the back end, you know, closer to the draft, in sort of like a Andre Dillard type of move, right? I think it's not about being aggressive as much as it is being open. I wouldn't mind if the Packers spent another first-round pick on an offensive lineman. Hopefully he has a better rookie season than Jordan Morgan just had. But when you look at the Packers situation, they're about to lose Josh Myers, I assume. At left tackle, Rashid Walker is going to need a new contract. That's a whole lot of money. I don't know if you want to pay him like a left tackle. And then Sean Ryan is a guy whose contract is going to come up soon, too. So really, I think the only guys who are for sure locked in beyond this season are, I guess, Jordan Morgan, right, who's kind of a mystery box right now. Zach Tom, and then potentially Elgin Jenkins, depending on how you view that contract situation.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued to see what they ultimately do, how much they try to upgrade it, or if they're just kind of looking for more depth and competition. We talked a little bit yesterday. I think this is probably one that they're looking to upgrade via the draft, maybe a little bit more than free agency, but there's certainly some opportunity there, and there's certainly some long-term need as well. And again, that's usually where you're kind of looking draft a little bit more, and it is a little bit of a deeper offensive line draft, so that's my expectation, but they do definitely need some bodies, some depth, and some competition along that offensive line spot. Again, being joined by Justin Mosqueda, Acme Packing Company. You can find him on social media at JUMOSQ, both on Twitter as well as on Blue Sky. All right, a couple fun ones before we get you out of here, Justice. Number one, what is a under-the-radar sneaky need for this Green Bay team that maybe not as many people are talking about?
Ooh. I mean, if we don't sign Brandon McManus.
There
right?
you go.
The conversations about kicker are going to drive me to pull my hair out, Andy.
Yep. We don't want it. We don't want that to happen again. We've been through the free agent kicker thing. We've been through drafting a kicker. I don't think anyone's ready for that again. Just do anything you can to sign Brandon McManus, please.
Right. Absolutely. And beyond that, I mean, it feels like the big positions people kind of already talk about, right? Like, everyone knows we need a corner. We need an edge rusher. You know, that third linebacker spot, maybe?
Sure.
Right? Defensive tackle, I'm not sure how many people view it as like a big need because, you know, we have bodies returning. But I think, you know, you look at the on and off splits with TJ Slayton, which are basically if TJ Slayton's on the field, the team can stop the run, but they can't stop the pass. If he's off the field, they can't stop the run, but they can stop the pass. You know, getting an all around defensive tackle, I think would go a long way for this Packers defense. So I guess those are the two I would bring up, linebacker and defensive tackle.
I mean, yeah, defensive tackle, specifically somebody who can stop the run, is definitely on my list as that sneaky need as well. Yeah. Last but not least, we've talked a lot, Justice. I don't think I've asked you this question, so I'm going to give you the opportunity here. Give me a bold offseason prediction for the Packers.
Oh, wow. A bold offseason prediction, let me think. I think they're going to pay a lot of money to a defensive end. I don't know who that guy is. I don't know if it's going to be free agency or if it's going to be through a trade, but I think they're going to pay a lot of money to a defensive end. There's just too many options out there right now available to not come away with one of these guys if you have the want to come away with one of these guys. And it certainly seems like the Packers have the want to this offseason.
It really does. And that was one of the, kind of the other takeaways from Goody today is just he said we have to be able to win with four. We need to be more consistent. And what was his other quote here? It's got to be better if we're going to accomplish our goals was the quote. So definitely feels like he is ready to upgrade that defensive line in some real way. And I'm very excited to see what that actually is. Justice, you're the absolute best. Where can we find all of your incredible work? And what do you got cooking over at Acme Packing Company this week?
Yeah, acmepackingcompany.com. Go visit it. We're going to be covering the combine, every single aspect of it. You know, winners, losers, who's performing, who didn't, who's beating expectations. What does that mean from Packers' perspective? We'll have you covered this whole week.
Cannot wait for it. We will be locked into that for sure. Justice, I cannot thank you enough. We will talk to you again soon, and you enjoy your combine week. All right, my man?
Yes, sir. You too.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phone, so get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line. This is Wisconsin Sports Daily live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.